Hey guys, Renee here with today's Monday morning motivation. Happy Monday! You hardly ever hear anybody say Happy Monday. They always say Happy Friday. But there's really no reason that Monday can't be just as good. Don't you agree? All right, I want to talk to you today about building a creative space. I'm not talking about a physical space. I mean a place in you, in your head, in your heart, in your psyche, whatever you want to call it, wherever you want to build this little space. I was just telling someone the other day that at this stage in my life, at the age I am, I feel more creative now than ever before. I feel more creative and more alive and more in control and in charge than I have in all of the years I've worked for someone else. Why is that? You know that I talk a lot about being pushed outside of your comfort zone. I think when we're stuck in our comfort zone, we don't know what we can actually do. When you know you only have to stay within these parameters, you only have to color within the lines, there's no opportunity for you to try anything new, then you never get to stretch and grow. I'll give you an example. The other day, someone came to me and asked me to do something. I don't want to tell you about it. You'll find out about it shortly. Oh, heck, I'll tell you what it is. I'm going to shoot a webisode. And this time I'm not going to be in front of the camera. I'm actually going to be the producer. When this person came to me with this idea, I thought, well, that sounds like a lot of fun. When this person came to me, they had one concept and it was very different from the one that I presented. But while I was talking this out with them and thinking about it a little bit more, and I thought, well, why shouldn't we do it this way? And after I said, why shouldn't we do it this way? I said, well, why couldn't we do it this way? And then I said, and why can't I be the one doing it? And you know something? There was no reason that I couldn't do it. No, I didn't go to film school, but I know how to edit. I know how to shoot. And I know what people like, at least the ones who come to my site. So there really was no reason that I shouldn't give it a try. What do I have to lose, really? What do I have to lose? And the answer is nothing. What do I have to gain? The upside potential is huge. Years ago, I would never have thought like that. I would have never seen myself as a producer. I would have seen myself as on-air talent, and that's that. I can only attribute this creative feeling and living in this and building this creative space to the things that have happened to me over the last several years. I know I talk a lot about struggle, and a lot of you know what I've been through over the last 5 years or so and the hardship and what have you. That's the hard part. I believe what I'm seeing right now is the payoff. I believe the struggle and the creative aspect are two sides of the same coin. Because when you have to work hard and when you have to struggle and when you're pushed outside of your comfort zone and the things that you already know, you are forced to look at things differently. It's amazing, isn't it? When you're not pent up anymore or hemmed in, what you see and how you see things. I think a lot of times so many of us are sleepwalking through our lives or maybe just going to work doing the same thing, punching a time clock because why? It's a job, it's safe, it's a paycheck. But are you challenged? Are you growing? Are you building your creative space? I'm not telling you right now to quit your job. Oh no, please. This is no time to be quitting a good job. If you can tap into that place from the safety of your current location, job, or what have you, then I say go for it. But I know I'm going to be able to look back on this time in my life and say, of all the years of my life, the ones where I grew the most, personally and professionally, were these 5 or 6. Okay, so the swing thought today is, don't be afraid of struggle and challenge. It will help you build your creative space. That's today's Monday morning motivation. Remember, everybody, you don't have to be perfect, just good enough.